feeling good? Oh. I bet you'd like something to eat, wouldn't you? Here. Got something in my pocket here. Some goodies. I'll set the table for you here. Okay? That's good.
Signs up here to keep you guys the hell off my grass?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, get out of the way!
Yahoo! Woo!
What do you think you're doing?
You guys lay off Lowell for a while.
Huh? We're just having a little fun. Oh, yeah. Now, what is this?
Really nice catch.
Oh. You guys are outrageous.
Hey, listen, Wolfie. We've been here for 6 months, you know? We got 6 months more to go. That does not mean anything to you.
You know, he told me a whole story this morning about how they're going to refoliate the earth.
Again?
Let's set this thing up the way it was before, huh?
Ah, it missed. It failed.
First time.
Hey, let's not play with this thing, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you this, old flower face. He sure knows how to play this thing.
Plenty of time to practice.
Hey, Lowell. How about a little of the old poker?
Yeah, later.
Thank you. Deck's still open. Your bed, Barker.
You left $50 and then you're folding?
Right.
Now, boys. There's a three. And there's another three. And there are three big bullets. And I will just reach in and gather up the teleports.
You bet it does.
I wish they'd hurry up with that transmission. I want to go to bed.
I suggest that you reach deep down inside yourself there and try and find something that'll keep you awake just a little while longer, because this transmission coming up may just rekindle your will to live.
You think it'll be a recall?
Well, let's just say that I feel my communications may finally bear some fruit.
Cantaloupes, maybe.
I'll let that witticism slide by, because it's my feeling that they're about to reestablish the parks and forest system.
With you, no doubt, as director?
You can think of anybody better? More qualified? Huh?
Really, it's more likely...
Oh, wait a second now. Let me just ask him a question here. I've spent my entire last 8 years up here dedicated to this project. Now, can you think of anybody more qualified?
Really, it's more likely that they're going to announce cutbacks.
Oh, sorry. There's no way they're going to announce cutbacks. Not after this amount of time.
Hey, Lowell, you're dreaming.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream? What about the forests? You don't think anyone should care about these forests? What's going to happen if these forests and all this incredible beauty is lost for all time?
It's been too long. People got other things to do now.
Hi, this is Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Comm Central. Channel open for executive order AUC 3423.
Listen to this, boys.
This is Anderson speaking. Boys,
I have to make an announcement.
We have just received orders to abandon and nuclear destruct all the forests and return our ships to commercial service.
I have received no explanation. And we must begin at 0900 in the morning. May God have mercy on us all.
This is it! We're going home!
I can't believe it!
I told you what they said. Huh?
Pack up those domes and go home.
Destruct of all forest units. Kiss them goodbye, boys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Makes sense, you know?
It's insane.
Let's go.
Before they blow?
About 6 miles. You should feel a hefty jolt.
I want a front row seat when these babies go.
I'll bet you do.
Lowell, do you have to eat that stuff in there?
It stinks.
You never let up, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, now you hurt his feelings.
I'd like to know what any one of you knows about real food.
Lowell, what do you mean, real food? What, out of the dirt? That's real food, isn't it?
That's right. This happens to be nature's greatest gift.
To a celibate,
maybe.
Go on, you guys. Maybe he knows something we don't. Hey, Lowell, give me a slice of that cantaloupe, huh?
Hey, don't ask Lowell for a slice. I'd be delighted to give you a slice of that cantaloupe.
Just sit down and shut up. Sit down, sit down, sit down! And shut up and leave me alone, all of you, now, and let me eat.
Hey, now, what's the big deal? I can't see the difference between that and this anyway.
You don't see the difference? The difference is that I grew it. That's what the difference is. That I picked it and I fixed it. And it has a taste and it has some color. And it has a smell. And that it calls back a time when there were flowers all over the earth. And there were valleys. And there were plains of tall green grass that you could lie down in. That you could go to sleep in. And there were blue skies. And there was fresh air. And there were things growing all over the place. Not just in some domed enclosures blasted some millions of miles out into space.
Look at that stuff. How can you guys sit there and really say anything to me about this? Look at this crap. Look at that. Dried synthetic crap. And you've become so dependent on it that I bet you can't even live without it.
What do we want, Olo?
Don't you realize how pitiful that is, what you just asked me? On Earth, everywhere you go, the temperature is 75 degrees. Everything is the same. All the people are exactly the same. Now, what kind of life is that?
Well, if it's so rotten, why do you want to go back?
Because it's not too late to change it.
What do you want, Lowell? I mean, there's hardly any more disease. There's no more poverty.
Nobody's out of a job.
That's right. Every time we have the argument, you say the same thing to me. You give me the same three answers all the time. The same thing. Well, everybody has a job. That's always the last one. But you know what else there is no more of, my friend? There is no more beauty. And there's no more imagination. And there are no frontiers left to conquer. And you know why? Only one reason why. One reason why. The same attitude that you three guys are giving me right here in this room today. And that is, nobody cares.
Look on the wall behind you. Look at that little girl's face. I know you've seen it. But you know what she's never going to be able to see? She's never going to be able to see the simple wonder of a leaf in her hand. Because there's not going to be any trees. What do you think about that?
Fact is, Lowell, if people were interested, something had been done a long time ago. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. Hey, wait a minute. I don't think you guys understand what this means. Please don't blow up the domes.
Which one first?
Outboard cluster first. Let's hit six.
Well, you have the confidence that outboard clusters are not...
any choice, Lowell.
It takes loops.
But they're not replaceable.
Well, now you do, boy.
That tube.
Ow! My hand.
Hey, you all right?
You better get Lowell to fix that for you.
Damn.
Really?
Can you help me?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Get on in here now.
Valley Forge, safe distancing maneuver in 5 minutes. Valley Forge, please stand by for 1,000 hours. Safe distancing maneuver in 5 minutes.
I'm going to need your help for that, you know? Oh? Okay. Okay.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
Set gyro to 4406.
Set gyro to 4406.
Valley Forge, this is Berks. Are you there, Marty?
I'm on it, Neil.
Okay, we're counting down for your 4406 distancing. About 20 seconds.
Set for distancing.
Right. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. That's a go.
Loaded and ready to go.
+4, +4, +8
Right.
Okay, looks real good. That's a go.
Right.
Hey, we're ready for some real fireworks here. 25 seconds.
We're looking forward to it too, Neil.
Now you keep a steady hand, Morty. We don't want any of you boys getting hurt.
Right. Will do. Hey, where the hell is Lowell now?
I think I saw him near one with some empty flower pots.
Oh, yeah. That must be Berkshire. Safer. John, would you get those lights?
Sure. Nothing up on the board.
We'll set 6.
Gotcha.
Okay. Arm 6.
Armed.
Standing by for a go for a cabin deeper.
You're not coming in here.
What are you doing, Lowell?
You're not coming in here.
Look, I know how you feel.
You don't know how I feel. If you knew how I felt, you wouldn't be in here with that.
Listen, I'm on a tight schedule, and I don't want to have to fight with you.
Look, I don't care about your schedule. You are not using those things in my force.
Listen, I ain't got time to argue.
Now move! You're not going to do it like that.
Forge to Berkshire. You still there, Neil?
Yes, Parker.
No, it's Lowell.
Oh, what's the trouble, Lowell?
Well, we seem to be experiencing some kind of problem with the main coupling.
Oh, might be one of your swiftness.
Right, that's what we figured it probably was. So we've gone ahead and we're setting that right now. We'll be getting back to you just as soon as we can.
Roger. Hello.
Yeah.
Everything okay over there?
Oh. Yeah, okay. A-okay. Everything's okay.
We'll wait to hear, buddy.
Roger. Drone one, drone two, drone three, please report immediately to the main cargo area.
Berkshire to Valley Forge.
Yeah, yeah.
Come in, Valley Forge. Berkshire to Valley Forge.
Come in, Valley Forge. Berkshire to Valley Forge. Come in, Valley Forge.
Come in. Berkshire to Valley Forge.
Valley Forge to Berkshire. Come in, Berkshire.
How's it going, Lowell?
It's not going too well, Neil. I'm afraid we're going to have to torch those pins.
Well, a move on it, buddy. Doc is coming up on you. 3-3-2-0-1.
Right. We'll try our best.
Boys here are getting anxious for home.
Yeah, I understand.
Coming into darkness at 3-3-2-0-1. Guys. Blow it any old way you can, Lowell. Big Billy wants to go.
We're trying.
Berkshire to Valley Forge.
Berkshire to Valley Forge.
You're entering darkness.
Lowell, do you read?
Right, Neil, we hear you.
Big Billy says blow it anyway, Lowell.
Didn't test that, buddy.
Nothing. I just said we're right on it, Neil. We're trying.
Saturn's outer rings at 3:02 tomorrow morning.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't think you'll make it through, Lowell.
It's a very bad angle.
You know, these ships weren't built to shoot the rapids.
Now, the plan is to find where the explosion
chopped the main bus and reroute it. You'll have to do some cutting.
Where do I start?
We tracked a bunch of cargo modules, probably off your starboard side. So we figure maybe one of the cryo tanks under the floor cut loose. It may have exposed the main bus duct, if we're lucky.
Not
take a look at it. Drone number one.
Drone one, drone two, drone three, please report immediately to surgery.
Drone number two, you'll perform the operation. And drone number three, you'll handle the oxygen anesthesia.
Thank you.
Commander Anderson? I can't get anywhere near that main bus duct. Everything's just all torn up down there.
This is Freeman. That's your first name, right?
Yes.
Any family, Freeman?
No, sir.
Well, listen, Freeman. You've been with this project since the start. And you know the risks.
Yes, sir.
I don't really know how to say this, Freeman.
It's all right, sir.
We've got some trouble.
I figured.
Yes. I'm really sorry, Freeman.
Sorry, sir, about what?
We'll never be able to stop you before you hit the rings.
I see.
Freeman, you might want to consider...
suicide, sir? No, I just don't think that I'd ever be able to do anything like that.
Well, the best we can do then is send out a search party the long way around. But it's kind of like a needle in a haystack, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Freeman?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Freeman. You're a hell of an American.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Now dig a hole for him. Make it 7 feet long and 3 feet wide. I would like to be able to say a prayer. But I don't really know how to say it. Wolf and Barker and Keenan, they weren't exactly my friends. But I did like them. And, I don't think that I'll ever be able to excuse what it is that I did. But I had to do it. And I guess that's all that I have to say. Could cover him over now. Boys, I'd like to make an announcement. From now on, drone number 2, you will answer to the name of Huey. And drone number 1, you will answer to the name of Dewey. Little Louie, God bless him, he's not with us anymore. Huey, you take one step forward. That's super. Now, Dewey, you also take one step forward. That's really excellent. Now, you see, what I've done is I've reprogrammed both of you so that now you'll respond directly to me. Now, that means that you'll still run the same maintenance checks and perform the same duties that you've been doing on the ship, but you'll also be spending much more time with me in the forest. And you shouldn't have much of a problem in making the necessary readjustments. And I realized that we've really had a rough journey. And we sure got our work cut out for us. But I think that the three of us together as a team, we can manage okay. Is that all right with you guys?
The three of us together are going to plant a tree. Now, this is the mulch. That's what makes a tree grow. Now, Huey, you're going to plant a tree, and Dewey, you're going to dig the ditch.
Now, I'm going to do it right here on the side of the hill.
That's a real good hole, Dewey. Now, Huey, here's the tree. Put a little mulch. That. Okay, now plant the tree. Oh, that's pitiful. Pitiful. That's exactly the opposite of what it's supposed to be.
Sad about Louis, but he got careless, and you see what happens when you get careless. Okay, now you guys go on back to your work.
never bite my hand again.
Take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree. Oh, they're great for kids to climb in, and they're beautiful to see. Huey. Dewey. I want you two guys to report right away to the recreation room.
Wow. I see you're already here. I'll bet you wonder why I gathered you here, haven't you, huh? Well, I want to beg your indulgence. I've got some new programs here for you. Now, Huey, come over and sit down here. Huey, you come right up here and sit down. You can come a little closer if you want to, Dewey. Boy, that's for you. There's for you. And there's for me. Boys. Now. I'm about to take you two guys for every dime you got. You. Oh. Boys, let's play cards. Okay. Now, Dewey. Okay. How many cards you want, Dewey? Well, what are you doing? You just threw down three kings. You're nuts, you know that? Well, your hand is obviously dead, and let's see what you got here. Well, he's got trash, so obviously I'm the winner with three sevens. Thank you, boys. I'm sorry. You got to be quicker than that. You got to get up in the morning to beat old Freeman, let me tell you. Early in the morning. It's all mine. Now, this time we'll play another hand, and I don't want any mistakes. I mean, it's up to you, you know. We're not playing for three-in-one oil here, you know. We're playing for money. Okay, now, Dewey, you took two. No, I wasn't looking. Hey, now, just a minute. What have I said about talking between you guys? Now, come on, that's not fair. I'm here all by myself, and you guys are talking between yourselves. Now, it's not fair. That's a house rule. No more talking. Now, how many cards you want? You don't want any cards? You just saw what the man did last hand, and you don't want any cards? Huh? Dealer's taking two.
All right, Huey. What have you got?
The man has a full house and he knew it. Now, how about that? The man had a full house and he knew it. You and Dewey beat me in my own card game.
Actually been eating that crap. Now let's go to the forest and get some real food. Huey, go get me the great book. I don't know. I just cannot figure out what's wrong. Now listen to me. I want you to make a slow, complete 360-degree turn for me. Okay. Attaboy. Now, no, hold it. Stop right there. That's good. Now take a sample there.
No.
We're coming to the dome. Wait right there, Huey.
Ellie, I thought I told you to stay in the forest.
You're braced. You can't fall back. It's okay, Huey. I got it. That'll make your rest a little easier now. Get me that L-arm circuit wrench. Best that I can do. I tried, but that's all I can do for him, Dewey.
Immediately.
Come in, Valley Forge. Can you read?
Please transmit immediately. Berkshire to Valley Forge, Berkshire to Valley Forge. How about a word, Lowell, huh?
Lowell? I'm mighty glad to see you, boy.
Who is this?
This is Anderson, Lowell. My God, we've looked high and low for you.
How did you find me? Why did you even try?
Hey, you must be kidding. We couldn't just let you go without at least trying to find you. We said we'd send out a search party.
I guess I forgot.
It wasn't easy finding you either, even with our deep space tracking.
I don't suppose it was.
Raven.
You'll have to find some way to jettison the dome.
What?
And it's awfully dark out here, so it'll be safer if you don't blow it up.
The sun. That's what it is. The sun. Did you hear what he just said? It's the sun.
What?
Nothing. I was just saying that everything is all right.
Say, where was your big explosion? We can't see it.
Well, the explosion's on the other side, the far side of the ship.
Other side? Okay. We'll be instrument docking on your port side in about 6 hours.
Right, 6 hours. Huey and Dewey, come on. We can still save the forest.
Taught you everything that I know about taking care of the forest here. And, that's all that you have to do from now on. Is just maintain the forest. Now, these lights here will do the job that the sun would do. They'll help revive everything. I just can't do it anymore. You see, things just haven't worked out for me. Take care of yourself, Dewey. Dewey, you have to come with me because you're just not working well enough to help Dewey.
Berkshire to Valley Forge, Berkshire to Valley Forge.
We'll be docking on your port side in 2 hours. Stand by for updates.
Thank you.
us, Dewey. Kid, I put a note into a bottle and it had my name and address on it. And then I threw the bottle into the ocean. And I never knew if anybody ever found it.